The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the annual Ireland Gateway to Europe trip to US has been announced and is returning this year. It's a 15th year. It comprises of an annual mission of 50 business leaders and the Irish media to the US. And it's a trip we at News Talk are very lucky to take part in every year. AD McGuinness is Executive Chairman of Sigma Recruitment and one of the founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe. And Deborah Kelly is Partner and Head of Corporate at Adelshaw Goddard. Both of them, join us in studio. You're both very welcome, guys. AD, let's start with you. Just remind us how Ireland Gateway to Europe started and what its mission is.
So after the last recession, the banking crisis around 2011, we were all talking about green jerseys and Team Ireland, and largely to amplify the FDI, you know, so to enhance that business, which was really about jobs, you know, unemployment. Maybe now we're in the same precarious situation with FDI. So myself and some other guys said, why don't we bring the mountain to Muhammad? We were meeting a lot of US companies come to Ireland. Some weren't traveling over. So we said we'd bring the guys, typically service providers like banks, property, tax, recruitment, like ourselves, to give the information to US companies and enhance and the IDA message that they do so well. So that was the start of it. And I suppose the main difference in the last maybe 7-8 years is we're very cognizant of the bilateral nature of the relationship. So I think our cliched mission was friend raising and still is. But to develop a relationship both sides that would lead to business and jobs eventually.
And it's fair to say, isn't it, that the US-Ireland, the business relationship, has been a foundation stone of the Irish economy and the Irish economy's success.
Absolutely, without any question. I mean, I don't think there's anything that can doubt that. I mean, you've probably seen the IDA results for the last couple of years. Maintained strength despite all the challenges internationally. We're not political on either side. In fact, we're not government and we're not profit, but we've had some of the top speakers literally from around the world, and that strikes a chord over there. But certainly the US relationship, despite all tailwinds or headwinds, continues to be very important.
Deborah, give us a flavour of this year's trip. Will it be very different if you go back to the very first one? Has it evolved a lot in that time?
Well, I'm actually a trip novice, Shane, so apologies there. But we're very much alive to what AD has been doing and the team have been doing over the last 14, now going into the 15th year. And what we're very familiar, in particularly in our own firm, of the benefits of the government grants, the systems, and because we provide those supports to our clients coming into Ireland, and also clients looking to branch into the US. So what AD and the team in Gateway to Europe are doing, it just reflects exactly what we all need to do in business. AD used the friend raising kind of slogan. For me, it's about connection. And that's what we'll continue, we hope to do this time, where we will be meeting. When you go on this trip, you go with senior business leaders. You meet the really significant decision makers in US corporate and Canadian corporate world. And it's about making connections.
In a way you couldn't do if you didn't pool your resources together.
Exactly. Well, and because you're there, it's just easier. Because Ireland is known for being welcoming. People love chatting with us, getting to know what we're doing. And we've been doing this now with the FDI for 50 years, in fact. You know, the government supports have brought into place in around the 1970s. So it's in our DNA. We know what we're doing. We know how to encourage business to Ireland.
Another thing about DNA, of course, is Irish America is huge, isn't it? And they look at Ireland as their place of origin. And there is a huge degree of not just business connection there, but of affection between our two nations. And I know, I mean, you're talking about tailwinds and headwinds. Obviously, politically, this is maybe even the most fraught time that Gateway has ever gone over politically. But those connections won't change just because of any political upheaval. They have a deeper core and deeper root than that.
No, exactly. And do you know what? When we went over first, we were actually trying to avoid Paddy's Day. You know, we don't bring shillelaghs and leprechauns and all that because we're there for business. Now, we have good fun. There's great energy on the trip. But when we went over first, we said we didn't want to particularly be only dealing with the Irish, but it's been so welcoming and so practical. I mean, one of my good friends, Jim Keller, who was very much involved in bringing five or six business, large US businesses and jobs to Ireland. As he said, his great-grandmother came from the Cork-Kerry border, but he's a finance guy. He said, I get the business go over there, nothing to do with my heritage, because they've all worked and made good jobs. Now he's investing in loads of companies over here. And you're right, the sort of weaponization of, like, we're not political, but there's no question that trade has been weaponized. So I don't know what the opposite of friend raising is, like, but it's something adversarial. So all the more reason why we need to maintain those relationships. And truthfully, I mean, obviously stuff like Mark Daly, head of the Senate, is doing politically, that the Irish influence in politics over there, as you know, is waning. I mean, Joe Biden will hopefully meet on the trip, but he could be the last president with any Irish heritage for the foreseeable future. So we do need to, I think it's our duty to maintain those relations.
So like Deborah, myself and Ciara are going to be first-time visitors on this trip. What can we expect?
I really think you'll enjoy it. And I say this because it's true, not because you're here. But we really appreciate the News Talk influence. And going back to George Hook and Kieran Cudahy, and Jess particularly, typically having you guys there present in a lot of things, actually broadcasting there, and some of the really interesting people we'll meet from politics and sport as well as from business, definitely creates a lot of energy. So we truly appreciate it. So I think you'll enjoy it. I know you guys work hard and you'll be going from studio to studio.
We're play hard.
I was about to say, we're kind of work hard, play hard people, myself and Shane.
Yeah, but I think you'll enjoy it. I know you will enjoy the connections and the stories. And I think, like us all, you're curious every year. And as you right, you say the serendipity when things happen is interesting. It leads to good things.
Okay.
And Deborah, and I'm not talking about political challenges, but there are some challenges for trade in general at the moment, and not just in the wake of tariffs, etc. But, you know, we're in an energy crisis, we're in an inflationary cycle where, you know, there are difficulties in terms of getting people to invest at the moment because of uncertainty. Is this going to be a trickier trip, do you think, in terms of the business environment?
Well, I think it shouldn't be, because, you know, I think if you look back on last year, certainly we felt the pressures from whether it were tariffs or costs, rising costs. And now as we see supply chain difficulties, but they're facing the world. So what we're going to be doing is going out there and differentiating ourselves as best we can, I guess. We're going to say, look, Ireland is the place to be. Stable economy, stable policies. You know, we're trusted and we've got credibility with the US and Canada. And that's what we want to maintain. So when it comes to, you know, we're trying to, I think, establish ourselves as a hub for digital and AI. And they're large energy users, to your point there, Ciara. So what we're trying to do in Ireland is bring in regulation so that we can, go, you know, provide secure platforms for these large energy users, so that, for example, provided they can develop and generate their own energy, store it, we'll connect them to the grid, we'll connect everything else. So their businesses will thrive, and we can, you know, so we're bringing a platform for them, saying, we have a place for you here in Ireland.
And it's in the name, but we are still the gateway to Europe. I mean, we are the English speaking country, we are pro trade, we are pro business.
Common law jurisdiction.
And you come to Ireland and you have access to the EU.
Well, this is exactly it. And it's not only the EU, actually. What's very interesting since Brexit, it's also access to the UK, because we have free trade agreements with the UK as well. So that's a real draw, because all of a sudden then you're opening a door to 450 million potential customers, depending on what industry you're in. So it really is a special place, and we're positioned so well. Strong workforce, open, and genuinely people, I feel people like Ireland. Everybody says we're a nice place to be, and that is reflected in the desire from, you can see it, all the tech kids want to come to Ireland and live here.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a brilliant concept. We're really looking forward to the end of April to going along with you guys. A big thank you for coming in today. Aidy McGuinness, Executive Chairman of Sigma Recruitment, and of course, one of the founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe, and Deborah Kelly, Partner and Head of Corporate at Addleshaw Goddard. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.